Valentine's Day, of course, this Thursday. A new survey has found that the nation's favourite rom-com, Love Actually, has topped the poll. Vincent, come in here, please. You're going to have to educate me about this. The 2003 movie starring Hugh Grant, Emma Thompson and Liam Neeson beat other love stories such as Dirty Dancing and Ghost.
You pretend you've not seen a rom-com before.
I've never seen Love Actually.
Or a romantic comedy. Well, I don't like Love Actually, but David,
I've never seen it in my life.
David is a big fan
Love
of
Actually.
Yes.
I doubt anybody will even have heard of it.
They have.
Love Actually.
You must like soppy romantic movies, like, you know.
And no doubt because we are, you know, at the biggest radio show in the country, most listened to, blah, blah.
Yes.
No doubt we've got a clip of Love Actually since this is proper production.
No, what we did was we asked you what you liked in terms of romantic comedies.
No, we don't.
Can I just say.
I just apologise to you that we do not have a clip of
Love Actually?
We cut his
mic off for a minute because he has given me a headache. I see today.
Sorry about this.
So
we clearly don't have enough staff.
I asked you what you like in terms of a romantic comedy, and you said you like Gorillas in the Mist. That's not a rom-com. It's supposed to be romantic and lovely.
Who have we got on to talk about this nonsense?
Journalist Frances Bursko. Good morning, Frances.
Good morning, how are you?
Not too bad.
Never mind about him, Frances.
No,
it's me who presents the show. And the lads, my writer, Andy Jones. Good morning to you, Andy.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. What are we asking here, Frances?
They'll have to educate you, first of all,
about what a rom-com
is.
What's a rom-com, Frances?
I don't actually like rom-coms. I find them very trite and a bit silly, to be honest. But my favourite romantic film ever was, well, I'll give you a clue. Who remembers this? Love Means Never Having to Say You're Sorry. You remember that? Love Story from 1970, starring Ally McGraw and Ryan O'Neill.
Love Story from 19... I was only born in 73.
I was only a little child, but I saw that when I was a teenager, and I swear to God, it made me love Ryan O'Neill and Ally McGraw, actually. I fell in love with them both. So, fantastic film. I've seen Love, actually, and it is very funny, I have to say. But as far as Gorillas in the Mist, I tell you what, if you find gorillas romantic, then...
I think it says it all, Frances.
You like gorillas, don't you?
Oh, gorillas are a nice animal. Yeah, I like them in the zoo.
Carry on, Frances.
I'm looking at one right now.
The only time you're going to get a man... And I know this subject is going to come up. The only time, in my view, in my experience, that you get a man to go and see a romantic film with you is if he thinks at the end of the night he's going to get his leg over.
Probably true. To answer your earlier question, Stephen, a rom-com is classically a very commercial film with a very obvious Hollywood heartthrob, a Matthew McConaughey, a Bradley Cooper, and then they've got some kind of eye candy just to keep the guys interested. And there's a really rubbish narrative about how a girl's life is all falling apart, and then the one guy that she doesn't like suddenly becomes the hero.
Is this like Pretty Woman?
Yeah, this sounds like something you would like.
Is this like Pretty Woman?
Yes.
Well, yeah.
The same formula over and over and over again, every single romantic comedy that you see. Very, very rarely that you see anything that's that stands out and is quirky and original.
They're always, I think men particularly loathe them because they're so horribly predictable. But you have to look on the bright side. If you're sat in the cinema, in a dark cinema, as long as you don't start snoring, you can get away with having a good sleep. And then even at the end of the film, you can go, oh, well, yeah, you knew you were going to get, you knew they were going to get together. And he was quite good, wasn't he? You know, you can get away, you can almost write what you're going to talk about before you even go and see the film. So they're quite an easy date for a bloke. The only rom-com I've ever liked, and this is probably a bit embarrassing for me, it was a French film that was really popular over here called Amelie, because I thought it was quite funny and it had really funny music in it. And I just quite liked it because I thought it was beautifully shot. And that's the only rom-com I've ever liked.
Is that subtitled?
Yeah, it was subtitled.
Did you watch a subtitled film?
So I had to pay attention and everything, which makes it all...
See,
all
Stephen couldn't hold his attention for that long.
It's interesting. This is a rather tenuous link, isn't it, to Valentine's Day? What are the best romantic songs of all time? What do you think?
I don't know. I don't really go for the schmaltzy ones like Unchained Melody and things like that.
You see, I don't know.
I think romantic songs, rather like romantic films, have been done to death. And I think producers have now got to start trying to take it a bit more left field and trying to be a bit more inventive with the format, really.
What about you, Frances? What's the best romantic song of all time? Pick up the phone this today, 08459-555-678. Seriously, the best romantic, the best love song of all time. What would it be for you, Frances?
There ain't nothing wrong with a bit of bump and grind.
That's not a romantic song, Frances. That's terrible. You like all this soppy music, don't you?
I remember it.
Yeah, I do actually. Yeah, I like a bit.
But Stephen loves
funk,
it too.
And that was always very romantic. As long as the word baby is used over and over again, yeah, I love it. Absolutely.
I remember as a young teenager. This is deeply embarrassing now.
Yes.
But I remember watching Neighbours, as you did when you come in from school, right? And I remember a song coming on. This is how embarrassing it is.
Neighbours was huge back then.
It was huge. It was absolutely brilliant. And I remember when this was played. And I remember thinking, that's a great song.
You shouldn't really admit this.
It's true. This is when Kylie and Jason were getting married.
Did you cry? Did you shed a tear?
Oh, my God.
I know.
That makes me cringe even now.